It was insanity. It was what it was. And I, again, got to a point where it's like, okay, James, I either need help and need to get better, or like life is going to be over. And what happened was I was dating a girl and I broke up with her. And then a few weeks later, she came back to me and told me that she was pregnant with my child. Yeah. And when that happened, and made me, something happened where it made me look at my life and realize like I was a complete loser. I had absolutely nothing to offer this kid. Like, here's a kid who had so much potential, and now I was actually getting kicked out of the University of Florida, yeah, because I continued getting those bad grades. Yeah. And I just remember like, I need help. You know, long story short, it ended up being a fake pregnancy, and it was just her way to get me back. But I mean, that's the type of person I attracted in my life. I don't blame her. I actually thank her for that situation, but like attracts like. And she was very unhealthy, and I was very unhealthy, and we attracted each other. Again, like attracts like. But to this day, I'm very grateful that that situation happened, because that's when I went to my mom and said, okay, Mom, I need help. Yeah. And I'll never forget, she sent me, you know, I went to rehab. Yeah. And I remember looking at a water bottle with my name on it. And again, I was used to seeing my names on plaques and yeah, in the newspaper and awards. And here it was on a water bottle in a rehab. And I broke down. I broke down. And that's where it was like, okay, James, line in the sand, you know, massive failure.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we all fail just in different layers. I think sometimes the big failures are also the catapult to doing something great. And how did you change your life, you know? Because I'm just thinking about failure, because I watched the Netflix speech with Brené Brown yesterday. I don't know if you've seen the new one. And she talks about, like, if you're going to do stuff in life, you're going to be on the arena, you're going to fucking fail. Not, I'm taking a chance, I might fail. You're going to fail. That's just how it is. But then it is, how do you take that and do something good about it? So how did you change your life?
I wish I had an answer, you know, the how and the why. It's just, I wanted to be a winner. Yeah. You know, my whole life I wanted to be a winner, and I wasn't about to quit, right? And I was, you know, introduced to a different path. And I don't want to say I found God, because I'm not religious whatsoever. Yeah. You know, I was raised, you know, Jewish and Christian. I celebrated Hanukkah, I celebrated Christmas. I was raised very confused. But I always believed like in a higher power, yeah, right, so to speak. And I feel like that came into my life. And again, I had faith. Again, I had faith in myself. And I knew that I could once again, you know, be a winner.
Yeah.
Right? And I promised myself I would not give up.